Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
So every day on YouTube, there are 40 Super Bowls. Let that marinate. 40 Super Bowls happen every day on YouTube. Last year, advertisers paid $4 million for a 30-second spot. So the cool thing with YouTube ads is you can get Super Bowl-like exposure without paying Super Bowl prices.
Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic.
Super Bowls on YouTube every single day. Wow, that is crazy town. What's up, everyone? I'm Rick Mulready, and welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Super excited because today I'm talking with Jake Larson about YouTube advertising. When I was planning out this first little mini series here on YouTube ads, and I was asking around for who I should invite on, getting people's suggestions, Jake's name came up every single time. And what I've found since is that he's pretty much synonymous when it comes to YouTube advertising. He's definitely the real deal. In fact, somebody I was recently talking to said that he's one of the foremost experts in the world when it comes to YouTube ads. So I am stoked that he's joining me on the show today. Jake's success advertising for companies on YouTube was so great that Google asked him to become a YouTube marketing ambassador, an invitation that only 10 companies in the entire world received. And Jake got one of those invitations. And it was at that point that he quit his day job, smart move, to focus full time on YouTube advertising, starting his own video production and advertising agency, which is called Video Power Marketing. And in my conversation with Jake today, you're going to learn how to drive traffic and more sales inexpensively with YouTube advertising. We also get into tricks for how to create your YouTube ads that drive targeted traffic and conversions for free. Jake shares best practices for landing pages to use for your YouTube ads, what to say in your YouTube ads so that you can weed out and speak only to your exact target customers. He also shares when being in front of the camera in your ad or talking over PowerPoint or keynote slides is most effective. This episode is chock full of strategies, guys, that you can start using as soon as you're done listening. But first, I do want to give a big shout out to and thank the sponsor of today's episode, ShortStack. ShortStack is a self-service software tool that allows you to build mobile-friendly, high-converting campaigns and landing pages for all of your online marketing efforts. Whether you're a total beginner to creating campaigns and landing pages, or you like to get down with some HTML or CSS, you're going to love the ease of using ShortStack. To get started using them for free right now, just go to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, Jake. So you are really all about hacking YouTube ads. I love that's a real theme on your website. And part of that hacking, and correct me if I'm wrong, is understanding what TrueView is when it comes to YouTube ads and really using the whole TrueView concept to your advantage. So first, welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic. And let's jump right into it. Tell me what this whole TrueView thing is, and how can, you know, people who want to be using YouTube ads, how can they leverage TrueView to their advantage?
All right. Yeah. So when we talk about TrueView advertising, we're talking about YouTube advertising. And specifically, they're the ads on YouTube that you can skip after 5 seconds. Those are called in-stream ads in the TrueView.
Got it. Okay.
And then there's also in-display ads. So the ones that show up in search results and the suggested video, those are all in the TrueView family.
Okay.
And it's all done within Google AdWords. So that's kind of briefly what it is. And it's the bridge between PPC and TV advertising. You can get super targeted, super specific, and you're using video. YouTube ads are right now where pay-per-click was 12 years ago. It's the very beginning. Prices are low. Nobody's doing it. If they are doing it, they don't know what they're doing. So
should,
it's like,
should we stop telling people what it is now? So we can
probably
keep it,
should, yeah.
We can keep it to ourselves.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off. Keep going there.
And it's funny too, because a lot of advertisers, and I'm sure a lot of people, I tell people what I do, and like, oh, I hate YouTube ads. I always skip them. I'm like, well, good. Like, most of them are horribly done.
Right.
People still treat them like TV ads, where, oh, it's just for exposure. It's just for views. It's just watch this video and then you're done. Don't do anything. But the cool thing with YouTube is that if you can get them to click the ad, I mean, it pauses the video, takes them straight to your landing page. These videos are built for engagement. They're not built just to watch. It's you can get very highly targeted, very specific, and that's all I do now is I built the business. I quit my job because of YouTube advertising, and we just focus on driving traffic and really driving sales using YouTube advertising. So, very similar to what Facebook ads would do,
yeah,
or even PPC.
So a couple of things that came up for me right there is that, now I want to learn more about TrueView and what you talk about. It's the pre-roll video that's coming up prior to the video that someone has, you know, wants to watch. But I got a question there that I really haven't talked about here on the show yet, and it's that when someone clicks on it, let's just say that the pre-roll video comes up, it's the ad that comes up, and someone is really there to watch whatever, how to do something. This video, the video ad comes up, they click on that because their interest has been piqued, you've gotten their attention as an advertiser, they click over there, but they still want to watch that other video, obviously, because they're there in the first place to watch the particular video, but you as an advertiser have just caught their attention, they've clicked on the ad. What is there sort of a best practice that you found on the landing page once they get there? Because I'm assuming that you want to get them to take an action very quickly because that person really wants to get back to the video that they want to watch on YouTube.
Right.
So is there a best practice there?
Yeah, I got a funny story, interesting story about that. I've had a couple people buy my products and they found me through YouTube ads. And they say, you know, I was watching this one video, and then all of a sudden your ad came up, the one that you could skip after 5 seconds, and it got my attention right away, and you got me to click. So I clicked the video and I went to your landing page, and there was another video there that kind of told me more about it and that I should opt in for this free video or whatever. So I opted in and watched that video, and then I bought your course. And then I remember, how did I get here? And they totally forget about the video they were just watching.
The original video.
So it's, I mean, and this is what I did in that video, because I was building my funnel for marketers and how they can use YouTube advertising.
Okay.
And in the video, and this is good for anyone else wanting to do this, is I said, so it's me talking to the camera in this video. And I say, are you a marketer or business owner? If you're not, skip this ad because I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to the serious marketers. And so that was the first thing. I'm telling them to skip if they're not a certain person.
Right.
And right away, that gets people's attention. Like, holy crap, he's talking to me. Like, yeah, I am a marketer. And then I just say, you know, I've got this amazing new way on how you can hack YouTube advertising to get your message in front of your future customers. Click here to learn more. And I just, you know, boom, get their attention, build some trust, and then build the video around the click. Get them off of YouTube and onto a landing page. And then from that part, I like to have another video on the landing page that kind of converts the traffic into customers or to leads.
Now, is that, now having the video on the landing page, now coming for me, for Facebook ads, that's generally not a very good strategy because of just the mindset of people that are on Facebook. They're not necessarily shopping or looking for a specific topic. So it's better to, I mean, videos do work. I mean, don't get me wrong, but generally from what I see, the quick sort of text-based opt-in works the best. However, for YouTube, obviously that person is searching for something specifically to watch. Now, is that the reason that you have the video there on the landing page? Or maybe it's and or, do you have the video on the landing page because you are a video-based product? And so you're trying to keep that, you know, with that consistency there about the, you know, the format of the content that you're presenting.
Yes. No. I think a little bit of both. I know, yeah, this traffic's coming from YouTube. And so people are watching YouTube. They're already watching videos. Their audio's turned up. They're expecting to hear something. They're expecting to watch something. So when you're driving traffic from there, it's a perfect fit for the medium to have a video that drives the traffic and then a video on the landing page that converts the traffic.
Okay.
I don't know much about Facebook ads, but I think, you know, Facebook is more text-based. You're on there. You probably don't want to be watching videos when you're on Facebook. You just kind of want to scroll and watch. So I think when it's YouTube traffic, they're expecting to watch.
Is there a length of that video on the, and I promise we're going to get back to the trivia here in a second, but I'm super interested in this. And I'm sure that many of my listeners here are also, but is there a sweet spot that you have found for that length of video on the landing page?
On the landing page, I'd say maybe 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay.
Because I mean, if they're on your landing page, they're somewhat interested. And so that's kind of, you know, they need to be taught. You need to establish trust and what you can expect, and then a strong call to action.
Sure.
As far as a YouTube video ad goes, this is, I think, where the hacking part comes into play. Mm-hmm. So for a TrueView in-stream video ad, the ones you can skip after 5 seconds, mm-hmm. it's a cost per view. It's not cost per click like PPC.
Sure.
And a view averages between like I've gotten as low as 2 cents per view and upwards of like 22 cents per view.
Okay.
Depending on how targeting you get. The cool thing is you're only charged after the viewer watches half of the ad or 30 seconds. So for that reason, I like to have a 60-second video at least. And then my goal is to get them to click before 30 seconds.
Okay.
And this is the big takeaway. If you can get them to click before 30 seconds, it's not charged as a view because it's not cost per click. It's cost per view.
Right.
It hasn't hit that view threshold. So technically, you can almost drive free targeted traffic if your video is engaging enough.
Love it. Love it. And is that really the beauty of TrueView? Right. Exactly what you're just explaining right there. Is that the beauty of it?
I think that's one of them, and that's the strategy I have, is trying to get the person to click.
Okay.
Because here's the thing: people still treat YouTube like TV, just to watch. But also, like, this is not when you talk about video on YouTube, a popular thing that comes up is a viral video. And I guess I want to set that clear: is like, this is not, we are not doing a viral video. This is not maybe people will see it, maybe people will share it, and it'll, you know, huge spike. This is kind of guaranteed traffic. People are going to see it. If your video is engaging, it gets people's attention, and there's a strong call to action, mm-hmm. they're going to click it. And this is a way to get repeat, consistent traffic that you can count on.
Mm. Now, how do you define, you just said the keyword there for me was engaging. Yes, obviously you need the call to action and you need to be talking about why you want them to click. But in your definition, what is engaging?
A click. And I think an interaction, maybe identifying who you're talking with.
Okay.
So,
is that what you mean by, like, hey, if you're not a business owner or a marketer, go ahead and skip this ad. Like, is that the engagement part?
There's two. You'll only have two. You want people to do one of two things: click it or skip it.
Okay.
Either way, you win. Because by doing that, by saying, if you're not a marketer, skip this ad or whatever, mm-hmm. you don't want to waste your ad spend on people who aren't going to buy anyways or people who aren't interested. So it's just another way to get people to skip so you don't have to pay. So you don't have to waste your ad spend on people who aren't interested.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then I like one thing I say is build the whole video around the click. I had a phone call with a potential client. They're like, we got this cool lifestyle video. We got helicopters. We're going to do this. Like, that's great. What do you want people to do after they watch the video? Oh, we want people to go to our site and fill a web form. Like, we want lead generation and get some, right. That. So what does that video have anything to do with the call to action? Like, you know, it's get people off of YouTube and onto the landing page as soon as you can. And if you before you create a video, is ask yourself, what do you want people to do after they watch your video? And then make sure you tell them that in the video, especially at the end.
So I'm kind of asking this question to all the conversations that I'm having on here about YouTube ads, and I'm going to ask you the same thing, Jake. So, but first, a word from our sponsor, ShortStack. Recently, I got to sit down with ShortStack's CEO, Jim Belosik, and I challenged him to explain what ShortStack is for you in 20 words or less using no jargon. Ready? Go.
Okay, challenge accepted. ShortStack is a do-it-yourself tool for building web pages to engage with your audience, collect information, and drive sales. Is that 20?
I was starting to count on my fingers, but I think you hit it. Nice work. Nice work. So if you're looking for a simple do-it-yourself tool to get more qualified leads and sales for your business, definitely check out ShortStack. You'll love how easy it is to use. Get started today for free by going to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, back to the show. When you're talking about having this type of engaging video and, you know, having it be all around the click, do you find that being in front of the camera works the best, or have you found that, you know, it's okay to do some sort of a, you know, speaking over a PowerPoint presentation or maybe a keynote presentation?
I think either or work. I think if you're going to do a text kind of PowerPoint, mm-hmm. With no person in it, I think in display, TrueView in display ads work the best. They basically act as a video sales letter on TrueView that okay. would show up in search results.
Okay.
From an in-stream standpoint, when people can skip after 5 seconds, we've had a ton of success with when there's an actual person in front of the camera talking.
Okay.
I think it's because there's something psychological about a face
sure.
talking with you and looking at you, right?
Sure, sure. Now, that doesn't have to be necessarily like a big production value, right? Or what do you recommend there?
So I did another experiment. We did a nice video production. We did a green screen and a kind of teleprompter, and it was like all really nice, mm-hmm. very well done. I come from a video production background, so I set that up, and we ran that. I did another video where I just put my iPhone up, just kind of, and started filming myself talking to my iPhone. So handheld with my iPhone, and I just kind of slapped a button up there and said, "If you're interested, click this ad." And I kind of let those two run mm-hmm. run together, and the handheld one had a lot, but probably 30% more conversion rate.
Oh, really?
Higher conversion rate compared to the nicer professional one. But here's the kicker: the nicer one, those leads that came from the nicer ad, those people were more likely to become buyers to purchase a product compared to the handheld one.
Really?
So I think they both work, mm-hmm. And you don't need to get tripped up and having a green screen and all these nice things. It can work if you just want to do a handheld one.
Yeah, a little shaky. Just did something in your backyard.
What message are you trying to?
Yeah, that's true.
Right. I mean, if you're a high-end brand, you don't want to be doing that. But
right.
if you want to be real and trying to connect with people, I mean, I think it's totally fine.
Yeah. If you're a local business and you sell, like, I don't know, outdoor gear or something like that, maybe you can be out in the woods or something holding yeah. your phone or something like that.
Whoever you're trying to market to.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. Jake, we could literally talk about this for hours, and it sounds like I'm definitely going to have you back on the show here, but we are out of time. So where can people connect with you and find out more information about what you have going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's too bad. We've only talked about the tip of the iceberg.
I know.
So if I have the website videopower.org, that's kind of where we, where I built the site. I also have the domain advertisingonyoutube.com,
ooh,
which we're starting to build out. You can check out.
Nice. Awesome.
And then, perfect. All of the contact and social media stuff is on those websites, and would love to connect or talk with anyone who's interested.
Okay, that'd be great. I'll be sure to link up both those sites in the show notes page for today's episode. Jake, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it, man.
No problem, Rick. Thanks.
I'll definitely be having Jake back on the show here. We were just getting going on everything that we can be talking about in getting better with YouTube ads. So, by the way, if you haven't subscribed and left a rating review for this podcast over on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it if you could do that. Subscribing means that you'll never miss an episode. And the more ratings and reviews that we can have there on iTunes for this show means the more people can find this podcast, and thus we can help them grow their business through smart paid traffic strategies. So if you don't mind, pop on over to iTunes, enter the Art of Paid Traffic in the search bar, and leave a quick rating and review for the show. It literally only takes a second, and I'd really, really appreciate it. Coming up in the next episode, we're going to dive into the keys of success for targeting your YouTube ads as I talk with Eric Sue. Eric's the CEO of Single Grain, which is a digital marketing agency, and he has spent tens of thousands of dollars on YouTube ads, and he's going to share with us his learnings, especially around targeting. That's next on the Art of Paid Traffic. In the meantime, keep testing, my friends, and I will see you in episode number 9.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.